Well, a young Catholic woman brings her fiancé home to meet her parents, and the father asks the young man into his study for a talk. "So what are your plans?" the father asked. "I'm a scripture scholar," the groom replied. "A scripture scholar, the father says, "admirable, but how will you provide for my daughter?" "I will study," the young man replied, "and God will provide for us." "And how will you buy her a home such as she deserves?" asked the father. "I will concentrate on my studies," the young man replies, "and God will provide for us." "And children?" asked the father. "How will you support the children?" "Don't worry, sir, God will provide," replied the young man. Later, the girl's mother asked the father, "Well, how did your talk go?" The father answered, "Well, he has no job, no plans, no prospects, but the good news is he thinks I'm God." Well, in a few moments, when we make our consecration, we are saying, "God will provide." That's what this consecration means. We're entrusting ourselves completely to Jesus through the Blessed Mother. And we're making ourselves completely dependent on our Lord and our Lady. In effect, saying, "God will provide." Remember Father Aidan McGrath when he was 3 months in solitary confinement in a prison, a communist prison cell in China? He said he was never worried for one moment because he had made his consecration. He had completely entrusted everything to God. He said he was never more at peace, even in the midst of the torture of the communist prison cell. He was completely at peace because he had said he had made his consecration. He had given himself completely to Jesus through the Blessed Mother, knowing that God would provide for him and take care of him. And he also said that once we make the consecration, we're not allowed to worry about anything. He said, "Worry is a minor form of atheism." He said, "Never worry. Pray and trust, but do not worry." So once we make this consecration and say, "I am all yours, my queen, my mother, and all that I have is yours," we have to put aside worry and instead trust and pray and realize that God will provide. Today is our Acies ceremony. The word Acies is a Latin word which means an army set in battle array. We see the banners that were carried in to remind us that we are Our Lady's army. Now the word Acies is in contrast to a presidium. A presidium is a local fighting unit, a local garrison, a unit of military service. But today, all the presidia gather together as an army set in battle array. And individually and collectively, we come up to the vexillum and say those words, "I am all yours, my queen, my mother, and all that I have is yours." I often have used the idea that the word Acies can be used as an acrostic tool. Every letter, A-C-I-E-S, really summarizes what the Acies is. It can stand for the annual consecration of our interior and exterior self. Let's look at those words for a moment. An annual consecration of our interior and exterior self. It's annual. This is the most important Legion event of the entire year. We do it every year around the feast day of the Annunciation. Why do we choose the feast day of the Annunciation, or as close to it as we can? It's because that is the day that Mary said yes to God. She said, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done to me according to thy word." Mary said yes. Mary offered herself to God. And in our consecration, we do the same thing. We say yes to God. We offer ourselves to our Lord through the Blessed Mother every year on this consecration. So it's annual. The C, it stands for, it is a consecration. What does the word consecration mean? Consecration means to set something aside for a holy purpose. This church is consecrated to God for the worship of God, is the house of God. The altar is consecrated to God and only the holy sacrifice of the Mass can be set upon it. The chalice is consecrated to hold the precious blood. The ciborium is consecrated to hold the body of Christ. We are consecrated in our baptism, and we renew that baptismal consecration today when we make our consecration to Jesus through Mary. We renew our baptismal vows and set ourselves aside for a holy purpose, to reject Satan, to follow Jesus Christ, to carry our cross after him all the days of our life. The third letter in Acies is I. Yes, it's an annual consecration, first, of our interior self. What does that mean? That means we give our Lord through our Blessed Mother everything that is interior, our spiritual life, our mind, our heart, our soul, our graces, our indulgences, everything is given to Our Lady and then is given to Christ. But it's not just our interior life, it's also our exterior life. Your body, your health, the death that you'll experience, your car, your house, your bank account, your finances, your children, your grandchildren, everything that is exterior, we give to Our Lady, who gives it to Christ. So we give our interior and our exterior self. We give our whole self, not just part of ourselves, we give our whole self, past, present, and future, both spiritual and material, everything we give ourselves in order to become like Christ. St. Paul says, He must increase and I must decrease. That's what the consecration is meant to do, to help us to actually get rid of self, to become more like Christ and filled with Christ. So that's what we'll do in just a few moments. We'll make an annual consecration of our interior and exterior self. And the purpose is to be transformed into Jesus Christ, which is what our Blessed Mother wants us to do. So in just a moment, we will have you come forward and say those few words. Think about those words. The handbook says that whenever you say those words, it should be said with great emotion, great feeling, with great understanding. And focus upon each of those words. I am all yours, my queen, my mother. So Mary is our queen, our mother, and all that I have is yours. Who was the first one that said that to Mary? It was Jesus himself. When the incarnation took place, Jesus himself entrusted himself to Mary. In a sense, he consecrated himself into Mary's womb and said to Mary, I am all yours, Mary. You're my queen, you're my mother, and all that I have is yours. Jesus entrusted himself to Mary for 9 months in his mother's womb. That is total dependence upon our Blessed Mother. And that's what we're about to say as we get ready now for our individual acts of consecration. Say those words with great reverence and great respect and great understanding. I am all yours, my queen, my mother, and all that I have is yours.